to 1 Timothy chapter 1. And the Word of God is so grand. It is just so grand. I mean, I know you hear something like that, you know, you just moan and ache inside it because you can't express it. But His Word is so grand and so assuring, isn't it? Just beautiful. And there is not anything not like it, but nothing can compare to it. It just, it's just our abounding. It's our life. And remember, that's the life of Christ in you. And that's why there's a joy unspeakable, because it can't be expressed. Really can't. The joy of the Lord's your strength. And, you know, you begin to really know the joy of the Lord. That's you, what He's provided and prepared and longing for, waiting for. And not just for some day, but waiting for moment by moment with us. You know that. You know, we don't have to wait for fellowship. We have fellowship now with Him. And we have intimacy now with Him, see. And it's just going to be made sight. And yeah, a body like unto His own, can't express that. But I'll tell you what, the faith that He's given us is mighty grand. It's mighty amazing, isn't it? It's almost just as good as being there. Sometimes I wonder if I'm not there already. All right, chapter 1, verse 14. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Let's read that again. And you know, let's read that together. I think that'd be good. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Like I said, He's grand, isn't He? What a verse. Grace exceeding abundant. And so much abundance, as it tells us in 2 Corinthians 9:8, we know that it's all grace, always, having all sufficiency in all things. It's that grace. It's that grace that is exceeding abundant. And here they are, if you will, this exceeding abundant grace. How He brings this forward. When I say here they are, I'm talking about the dynamic duo, if you will. Faith and love. Exceeding abundant in faith and love. Marvelous. It's incredible. That's our Jesus. It's the double portion, if you will. This exceeding abundant grace and love, double portion, that is the salvation with eternal glory. That's what it is. It's that exceeding abundant faith and love that is the double portion, if you will, to rule and reign. All because of grace. All because of grace. And our precious Jesus, He gave us all grace. And He gave us all grace to have all of the abounding double portion. He didn't give you all grace for a part of it. He didn't give us all grace to have moments of it. He gave us all grace to continue in it. And never be discouraged. Because He's given us that grace that is abounding. That is abounding and superabounding, if you will, in faith and love. Isn't that marvelous? See, He didn't just give you this exceeding abundant grace that was just to make you feel better. You know what I'm saying? That, well, I messed up. And I'm so thankful for the grace of God, even though you should be. And we are. But it's exceeding abundant grace that always is giving us exceeding abundant faith and love. It's empowered. It's beautiful. It really is beautiful. It's grace that is empowered with exceeding abundant faith and love. You see? It's not just grace to feel better. It's grace to have exceeding abundant faith. Always. It's grace to have exceeding abundant love. Always. Always from grace. I pray this little moment together gets us to even think a little bit more about the grace of God and what it brings and what it does. And how all the enemy wants you to do is somewhat discard grace. Somewhat not think of grace in the full and completeness that it is. He wants you to look away from that the Lord gave you all grace. And he gave it to you always in all things. Now think about those three statements for your life. He gave you all grace for all sufficiency in all things. He didn't just say in good things. He didn't just say when you're behaving. He just didn't say when, you know, I'll tell you what, when you're walking with God. He gave you all grace. It's a done deal. And it is your all sufficiency because there isn't anything else. That's God's plan. And he gave it to you always. It's marvelous. And just like we love our kids so much and we love our loved ones so much that don't want to take all grace, it's still all there. It is still all there. Always. In full power. Just like it is by the grace of God, if it be for any of us who God has turned on a heart that is fully purposed for him. It's the same all grace. Now, it's marvelous how he does this because our Jesus gave us that. And this all grace of Jesus, his grace, the only grace, is exceeding abounding with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Now, think of this again. It's from him and it's in him. Now, do you see why it's Christ in you, the hope of glory? That's the life that is full of faith and love. It has to be his life. Amen? Right? That's why for every Christian, Christ liveth in me. Amen? Because there cannot be any other life that will receive grace. It has to be that life. There's no other life that has faith. It has to be that life. Remember how we even had the faith to believe? By grace through faith. Never changes. Never changes. It's still that grace. Him, Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. He brings the faith. Really understand that. That'll help your unbelief. You'll quit relying upon you and begin to know he's the Word. Amen? And we're of the Word. And matter of fact, we live by the Word. We live by the faith of the Son of God, the Word. That's the life we live. So I thank the Lord that in that reliance of Christ, that I am his workmanship, I have faith. Praise God in Jesus in the new man. Amen? See, that'll get you past feeling. That'll get you right into faith. It'll get you past being discouraged at you and understand it's just a time with God. To know him more. To believe in the power of the Word of God. Not in how I feel. And I mentioned that again this morning, and I'm so sad to hear it more often than should. About, well, I don't feel that. Or I need to feel this way. How about just receiving what God's given? I'll tell you what, you learn to trust the Lord. And I'm even talking about trusting the Lord with your brethren here. And I'll make this statement. I've heard people say before about certain folks in this meeting. Can you imagine people talking about people in the meeting? Oh, it happens every once in a while in here. Oh, Lord, help us. But, well, I don't think that brother or that sister really has that. Maybe talking about a gift. Maybe talking, well, that wasn't of the, you know, Lord. Well, most of the time, those folks that keep saying that stuff, they're not here no more. And you know, the one thing I can say is that, you know, you leave that to the Lord. I believe you should pray for your pastor. Give me wisdom and encouragement. But the thing that we should all do is wait on the Lord. And if there's something in your heart, you take it to Him. And like I said, I've been here a little while. And I've heard some things. And the ones that usually complain and moan, they're out there now waxing in a desert. As opposed to being in here being fed. All right? Exceeding abundant. That means superabounding and overflowing. You know, when the Lord uses just one word in the Greek, one time in the Word of God, you should pay attention. This is the only time you'll find this word in the Word of God. Yeah. Pretty amazing. It's a superabounding that really can't, I believe the reason is it just can't even be expressed. It's an overflowing that you couldn't even begin to fathom the capacity. But by faith we believe. So it is this exceeding abundant faith and love. Now, we know that it is the grace that gives it. So now do you understand why we only preach the grace of God? Amen. You see why the emphasis is only grow in grace? Because it's the only thing that can pour the exceeding abundant faith and love into your life. That's it. There is no other way. There is no other thing that will put faith and love in your life. And no other thing that will put exceeding abundant faith and love in your life. Amen. Amen. Now, here it is. The only way to know and believe the superabounding bridal love and possess it as the crown of your life is this wonderful, super abounding faith and love. Amen. That's it. It's grace. It is all grace. Without grace, you cannot believe. Oh, you can have, if you will, feigned obedience. You can have head knowledge. But only grace gives the exceeding abundant faith and love. That's why these... And it's amazing to me, but yet it's the answer is very clear and very simple. You have these theologians that have really studied the Word of God. And I'll have to say, maybe studied the Word of God than many of us. I am talking about study and look at this and look at that, but they never believe. They never come to believing. They could tell you where something was. They could tell you historically. They could maybe quote things to you. But they don't believe. And the reason they don't believe is they refuse grace. They refuse grace. Now let's go on with that. That's why even Christians that don't always look at that mercy seat. And Christians that want to be found having their own righteousness. They never take that grace that wins him. Now I'm going to ask you, what is the grace that wins him? All grace. Now do you understand why Paul said to the Philippians, you're partakers of my grace? Well, you know what Paul's grace was? All grace. All grace. Always having all sufficiency in all things to superabound to every good work. All grace. Praise God. This is why this is so wonderful in what the Lord is bringing forth out of this one precious, all-powerful little verse. But this is it. It's all grace. It's all the same grace. But praise be to God. It's all grace that wins him. Amen, it is. Now, that's why this meeting is what it is. That's why this meeting is what it is. All grace. That's it. That's it. Praise God. That's why the knowledge of, yea, the deep things of God runs deep in many vessels here. Because of all grace. Isn't that wonderful? See, you don't come in here just to, like I say, be a stooge. You don't come in here to just, you know, be excited for a moment. You know why you come in here. You come in here to grow. You come in here to grow up for him. You come in here to grow up into him in all things. All things. Isn't that amazing? All things. Again, as we've studied many times, Paul's alls. You'll find them Paul's alls all over the place. You won't say, well, Paul somewhats. You don't find those. You don't. You find Paul's alls. Superlative of superlative of superlative. It's it. It's the mark. It's the prize. And let me tell you something. That's all. And it's all in one thing. And that's all grace. So we thank him for this. And that's why, brothers and sisters, there is love that's superabounding and ever growing in here. Because it's all grace and even the much the more grace. And I love that. That's why there's no flatlining with God. You just don't. You just want to go on. You want to go on. And go on so much just like the Shulamite, where the rest of them have to say return. Because you're gone. Praise God. That's a wonderful thing, brothers and sisters. And that's why we need to even take more grace. Amen. Now, I love how David said in Psalm 139, 23 and 24. I know you know this verse very well. But he said, search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. Search my thoughts. Man, if there be any wicked way in me. Well, you know, I believe we know what the wicked way would be in us. And you know what that is? Not receiving all grace. Oh, I thought that meant me to never fail. That would be wicked. The wicked is not receiving all grace. Do you see that? Amen, it is. You want to receive all grace. And we thank God that it's all grace in every detail of our life. It's all grace in every experience of my life. It's all grace in every thought of my life. It's just grace for grace. Because I'll tell you one thing. I want exceeding abundant faith and love. Amen. See, many people want to get to exceeding abundant faith and love, but they don't want to take all grace. And it'll always come up short. You'll always be cold. You'll be stuck. You'll be arrogant. You'll be self-righteous because you don't take all grace. Amen? That's the difference. And that is the difference. The difference is how much grace you're going to take. You know, that was the beautiful thing that David continued to realize more and more in his life. He was a vessel of mercy. Yeah. Vessels of mercy get grace. Vessels of mercy will get more grace. You see. Thanking the Lord for it. And see, that's exactly what he's made us. We just need to recognize it. That's the thing. But that's what this is, brothers and sisters, is this receiving more grace of him. I was thinking, you know, my kids for a short time, they went to a Christian school. And it was like nails on a chalkboard. I'd hear them say, oh, well, show grace. Show grace, Roderick. Show grace, Evan. Well, let me tell you something. There's not showing grace. You receive grace from Christ Jesus. You receive grace from Christ Jesus. And when you receive grace from the Lord, you'll take mercy. Because see, you go boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. And you know why you need to obtain mercy? Because you need to see your life in that mercy. And then you'll really begin to praise him for the mercy. You'll understand, oh, what a wretch. And then and only then will you be able to show mercy to others. I believe it says, blessed are the merciful. I want to be full of mercy. But the only way that I can ever be full of mercy is to recognize it first for myself. You see that? Praise God. Now, that's grace. So, here it is. And I love how the Word of God does it. Oftentimes, well, he always knows what he's dealing with. But our capacity is so, in a way, finite that he has to put it all in one verse. You know, because you want to thrash around and make it complicated. And the Lord is so faithful that he brings a verse like this to you just to settle you down. And you read it again there. It says, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, I need more faith. Take grace. Believe grace. Amen? Believe in that grace. Jesus Christ full of grace and truth. Yeah, the grace of God's a marvelous thing. Are you confident in grace? And nothing else. Nothing else. See, you can't be confident in your faith. It's confident in grace that gives me that exceeding abundant faith. You see? And when I have a lack of faith, what do I need to be more confident in? His grace. Isn't that something? See how the enemy, all he wants to do is to beat us up about unbelief. And all you need is to go right back to the throne of grace. You got it all. Don't let him beat you up. Lord brought you to that place. You know why? Because he wants you to obtain more grace. He wants you to go get more grace. He wants you to obtain more mercy. Amen? Yeah. And then who does he give grace to? To the humble. How does he have to humble you sometimes? Oh, my unbelief sure humble me. Be honest now. When some of the greatest humbling of your life? Oh, maybe sometime tomorrow. When you just lose it again. Oh! Road rage at 8:15 a.m. Oh, no. Oh, how could I say something like that? This isn't excuse time, but I'm just saying. I know that's not you, but just think about somebody else. But that's the beauty of the Lord. See, the enemy, all he wants to do is to get you discouraged in defeat. And that only happens when we would look at ourselves, amen, for that strength as opposed to grace, which has already been given, all of it, always, all sufficiency. All things. And I love that. All things. All things. And that gives me always this exceeding abundant faith and love. It's marvelous. Having a hard time loving somebody. Oh, I've got to love them. Now you need more grace. Need more grace. You'll love them. But grace is going to do it. And how many times? Oh, I've got to forgive them. Go get your grace. And then you'll understand it's the forgiveness of he that is full of grace and truth. You got to give credit where credit's due. It's the grace of God. I'm a wretch, but for the grace of God. Now, that is where he leaves us here, is all grace. It's the full abundance of all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, isn't it? All grace is the full life of Jesus Christ that lives in you. All grace is all grace and it's all sufficiency. And praise God as we read here, and we close it up. The two things of the full overcomer. Faith and love. Isn't that a marvelous? Spirit and truth. Truth and love. Without them both, you won't fully grow up. But grace is there. That's already exceeding abundant in both the things that you need to grow up fully. Grace exceeding abundant to give you all the faith to believe all things and not to doubt. Amen? You see that? Grace there to give you exceeding abundant love on things that you couldn't love. Times that you couldn't love through. Grace. Exceeding abundant in faith and love. And how exceeding? As we go, he doesn't just give us faith, but he gives us the most holy faith. The most complete, the most set apart, the most exact, the most all-glorious faith. He gives us his faith that he sees for us in the ultimate. Do you see the faith that he's given you in the exceeding abundant grace that gives you the exceeding abundant faith? Once again, that's why grace is so emphasized. This is why you won't find this message in many places, because it's not grace that is the only thing that's emphasized. You see? And now go on to the second. It's not just love, it's perfect love. It's full love, it's complete love. It's the all-glorious, fully mature knowledge of his intimate bridal love that he wants to share with you. That love. And I didn't have, and you didn't have that capacity of love. You didn't know of that love until you knew of his love for you. You see that? See, it's not just understanding or knowing, in a sense, bridal love. It's knowing his bridal love for you. That's the grace that is exceeding abundant in faith and love. Grace. Enlightened eyes of understanding. We got it made. Yes. We have enlightened eyes of understanding of grace. That it's that all sufficiency for everything. That it is grace alone. I thank God that I know that I am God's elect. I thank God grace has given me that treasure. You know, you just keep living it. Not acting like it. I know grace actors. And they don't act very good. You need to be a grace truster. Amen. A confidant and complete confidence in grace. And being it because it's in us. And we are of grace because we are of Him. Christ, grace and truth in you. The hope of glory. Isn't that beautiful? The dynamic duo in you. How could it be anything else? It has to be that. Amen? Amen. And that's it. As he said to those sweet Ephesian elders. And I'll tell you what. I think by the grace of God, I'm preaching to a lot of elders here this evening. Oh, yes. Please believe in grace. Understand that that's not your compliment. That's His. Amen. You understand that? It's just like, and I mean this very sincerely, I thank God any compliment you'd ever give me, it's His. And I know that those compliments in that heart are just to glorify Him. Amen. But as it says in Acts 20:32, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace. Huh? Oh, what grace. Exceeding abundant in faith and love. That grace. And that grace and that exceeding abundant faith and love, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. And I would say this, and sanctified in all grace. Sanctified in all grace, exceeding abundant in faith and love. Praise the Lord. He is a treasure. And I'm so thankful His grace has made us His treasure. Amen. Let's stand and be dismissed.